Let's pray before we begin. Lord, please let us understand your word and put it in our hearts. May it shape our lives to be more like your Son. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Chapter 58.
Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Matthew Henry Commentary on Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 and 2. The Holy Spirit had hypocrites of every age in view. Self-love and timid Christians may say, spare thyself. Dislike to the cross and other motives will say, spare the rich and powerful. But God says, spare not, and we must obey God, not men. We all need earnestly to pray for God's assistance in examining ourselves. Men may go far toward heaven, yet come short, and they may go to hell with a good reputation. Verses 3 to 12. A fast is a day to afflict the soul. If it does not express true sorrow for sin and does not promote the putting away of sin, it is not a fast. These professors had shown sorrow on stated or occasioned fasts, but they indulge pride, covetousness, and malignant passions. To be liberal and merciful is more acceptable to God than mere fasting, which, without them, is vain and hypocritical. Many who seem humble in God's house are hard at home and harass their families, but no man's faith justifies which does not work by love. Yet persons, families, neighborhoods, churches, or nations show repentance and sorrow for sin by keeping a fast sincerely and from right motives, repenting and doing good works. The heavy yoke of sin and oppression must be removed. As sin and sorrow dry the bones and weaken the strongest human constitution, So the duties of kindness and charity strengthen and refresh both body and mind. Those who do justly and love mercy shall have the comfort, even in this world. Good works will bring the blessing of God, provided they are done from love to God and man and wrought in the soul by the Holy Spirit. Verses 13 and 14. The Sabbath is a sign between God and his professing people. His appointing it is a sign of his favor to them, and their observing it is a sign of their obedience to him. We must turn from traveling on that day, from doing our pleasure on that holy day, without the control and restraint of conscience, or from indulging in the pleasures of sense. On Sabbath days, we must not follow our callings or our pleasures. In all we say and do, we must put a difference between this day and other days. Even in Old Testament times, the Sabbath was called the Lord's Day, and is fitly called so still, and for a further reason, it is the Lord Christ's Day, Revelation 1 verse 10. If we thus remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, we shall have the comfort and profit of it, and have reason to say, it is good to draw near to God. Please consider, how does this chapter apply to you?
Thank you for listening, and if you like this, please subscribe and consider liking my Facebook page and joining my group, Jesus Answers Prayer. May God bless your day.